Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler, of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about several topics, but the first one we'd like to talk about is a heads up for voters. In November, they're going to have a really neat opportunity to change the Pennsylvania Constitution. This doesn't come along that often. Talk to us about what the topic is and the process of changing the Constitution, how the voters will be given this opportunity.
Well, I think any time that we're discussing potentially amending the state Constitution, I think that education on the underlying issue is a very important part of that. This particular proposed amendment deals with the excluded amount of property taxes related to discounts that local municipalities and other taxing jurisdictions can give. Currently, the state constitution allows counties, municipalities, and school districts to exclude up to 50% of the median assessed value of a home. The proposed amendment would move the cap up to a maximum exclusion of 100%, and that will be on the ballot this fall on November the 7th. In order to change the state's constitution, identical legislation must be passed in two consecutive legislative sessions, which it has already done. And the third and final step would be ballot approval later this year.
Another thing the House has been looking at is always been trying to save a little bit of money. And with the budget situation the way it is, we're always looking to rein in expenses. Talk to us about the Office of Independent Medical Assistance Director. This is something that we really think could help us reduce costs and be a little bit more efficient with medical services.
House Bill 1354, which was authored by our colleague, Representative Seth Grove from York County, deals with the medical assistance program and the oversight that we as the legislature and the executive branch under the governor would have over this program. It's an effort to further control the cost components of this program, as well as potentially reduce state healthcare spending. This office would be required to comb through all of the programs, to post online the number of forecasted expenses on a monthly basis, the number of enrollees, and cost analysis to be prepared to compare to the actual expenditures and the budgeted expenditures on a month-to-month basis. The office would also be tasked with improving the health outcomes, particularly in areas like preventative care or the opioid epidemic, where we spend large amounts of money. They will be able to better identify those programs that are doing it well across the state and then hopefully replicate that across the Commonwealth.
Another thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a piece of legislation that's near and dear to your heart, a piece of legislation you proposed. This deals with lobbyist disclosure. It's a little bit complex, but it's also very important to make sure that the people are aware of who is trying to influence their government officials. Talk to us about the lobbyist disclosure bill that you authored.
Well, this session, the bill is known as House Bill 1175. Previously, it's passed the House unanimously four times, and I had the privilege of working with Representative Brandon Newman, a Democrat from Washington County, this legislative session on it. And what we would do is we would raise the fines for individuals who fail to file the proper paperwork. And it would double the current fines from $2,000 to $4,000 for negligent failure to file a report. And then additionally, it would assess an additional stair-stepped late fee. It would be $50 for each late day up to 10 days. From 10 to 19, it would be $100. And after 20 days, it would be $200 a day for failing to file their reports. One of the reasons I think that this one is so important is because in order to believe in the legislative process, people need to know who has been lobbying on particular bills. That timely information is very important, and we want to incentivize the filing of timely and truthful information. The bill is currently in the Senate, and we're certainly hoping that they can get to it soon. Additionally, other components of the bill dealt with the electronic filing of reports. And much to my surprise, and at the request of the lobbyists who file these reports, we did add a provision that would ensure that they get an electronic receipt when they file online. You know, if you or I go online and we buy from eBay or Amazon or any number of internet sites, we will get an email confirmation that our order has not only been placed, but when it's shipped, and we can track it. And under the current system that's run by the state, when you file your report electronically, you don't even get a receipt. And this would help streamline that process for accountability purposes, because sometimes the department does make mistakes and you need to make sure that the proper documentation trail is there. I think that House Bill 1175 will significantly improve transparency, which will further enable citizens to keep an eye on their government.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.